exercise judicial card their constitution and just run the AGM with common sense, which would be a problem for me. Maybe let me pause here for now, Chair. I'll come later with my own proposal. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable. Do you have any other hand?
Not at the moment,
Okay. There's a response.
Madam Chair, we had a hand from Ms. Cecilia Mulukwan. She had raised her hand long time ago. I don't know whether she wanted to make an input after my presentation.
Can you can get in, Ms. Cecilia?
Thank you so much, Chairperson, and good morning to all the honourable members of the Portfolio Committee and to the SASCOC Board. I actually wanted to make an input after our COO made a presentation. However, now there are questions that have been asked and we need to respond, and some of the things that I was going to say are the responses to the questions that were asked. I don't know if Chairperson, I'm ready to go. Can I go, or are you still waiting for the portfolio members to ask questions for us to be able to answer the questions? And I would really love to answer a few questions.
You can contribute and answer the questions, Ms. Cecilia.
Thank you.
You can do both.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want the Portfolio Committee to know that in that SGM, at the beginning, I don't know if my patient missed it or not, I raised the hand, and as a board member, I said the meeting is unconstitutional. And the facilitator said to me, I said that must be put on record. I said, please put this on record, that this meeting is unconstitutional. And the facilitator said to me, nothing is unconstitutional, he'll do as he pleases, because he doesn't go with the law, he doesn't care about the law, he doesn't care about what we say. What he wants to do is he's from IOC and he'll do what IOC told him to do. And I wondered, and I said, did IOC tell you to float your own constitution? And he said, we will float it as much as we can and do what we want. That should be noted, that the facilitator said that, and that's on record. If you want the record, as a portfolio committee, I believe that you have the power to get the record and listen to the whole meeting of what happened. To me, you need to take the record and listen to the whole meeting of what happened and transpired in that meeting, because we refuse, as the SASCOC board, to approve the agenda that Dr. Sam Ramsey put forward to us today. This is unconstitutional. And he said he'll do as he please. This thing of him coming from IOC, I don't know if it's personal, and I want to put it today on record that I don't know if it's personal or he's got vested interest in what's going to happen in SASCOC. I don't know. And this brings me to what Honorable Pongo said, to say factions within SASCOC. And I want to be very, very open and transparent in issues, because to me, honesty will take me far and will say a lot of bad things. You know, we've got people that, you know, you could see that they are factious. I could see it at the SGM when we did the voting. The wrong voting that was in. Oh, by the way, Netball didn't vote because of, we said the meeting is unconstitutional, so we don't vote. We didn't vote on that one. We just abstained from voting because we understood that when we vote, we think that we are recommending and saying that this is correct. So we didn't do that because it's not correct. Like those that didn't vote know that it was unconstitutional, that they did the right thing. So you could see where you're sitting, Honorable Songo, that, you know, there's this faction of these people and this faction of these people. You could see that high, and it was saddening. And as I believe that we in sport for the athletes, for all of us to be where we are. If it was not of athletes, we wouldn't be where we are. So to me, always an athlete takes the first priority and the first preference. Maybe because of I've ended up playing 2 years ago, and I know the hardships of being on court and on you know, training and making sure that you want to be the best out of the best. And I understand what it takes to be an elite athlete. I think we're missing a point. We are so power hungry. We are so power hungry that we miss a point that it's not about us. It's about the athlete that wants to go to Tokyo, that wants to go to the Olympics and have that dream that they've had since they started training. Yes, Madam Chair, the Constitution was floated, and yet the facilitator acknowledged that he's floating it and it should be floated. And yes, we challenged it as the board. And yes, we called the acting president by then, Mr. Alex Kosana. I don't want him to speak for himself because it would be like he's defending himself. Let's speak for himself and let's defend him as the board members that way in this meeting. He called for a handover meeting. I want you to know that handover meeting to Ondate Barry Hendricks, because the council took a resolution that he should be reinstated. In a wrong way, I have nothing against Mr. Barry Hendricks, and I'll have nothing against him, but things should be done correctly. And I'm that person. I'm calling for things to be done correctly, nothing else. Procedures should be followed, so that we don't float our own constitution. Because if we do it today, believe you me, Chairperson, I, Celia, will do something, and will come back and say, SASCO is not going to tell me anything. They can float their own constitution, and I'm not going to be a leader. That stands aside and say I'm going to be part of it. That I will never do. We will, as the legal advisors of SASCO advisors that will do this. IOC might be up there, but there are laws that are governing this country, and we have to follow those laws. And we are not going to flout laws because of IOC. And I even said, who can we report to? Who is above IOC? Because IOC wants us to flout our own constitution. This cannot happen. If we need to report IOC somewhere, let's do that. Because we cannot flout our own constitution. So yes, they didn't follow the King Five laws. They didn't follow them. Because they were looking at how to bring Mr. Barry Hendricks back and for him not to go through a disciplinary hearing. And Honorable Song is correct when he says a disciplinary hearing is a disciplinary hearing. You are innocent until you're proven guilty. And we are not saying that Mr. Barry Hendricks is wrong. We are not there. We don't know what's happening. But we are here for the interest of protecting the sport and the image of SASCO in the country. That's what we're going to do. And we took the legal opinion, and we wrote a letter to IOC, and they said we must forget. And we didn't even write a letter to IOC. We CC'd IOC, but they have the guts to tell us what to do. When we CC them on the letter that
can you please switch on your mic?
Okay, I guess that somebody unmuted. Yeah, thank you. We were in a meeting we thought that we would give Mr. Hendricks everything. But he opted that he wants to talk to the acting CEO alone and said he is not and he will never be. What do you call the president, Kaya Majeke? Kaya, what do you call the president that I always say? Kaya, help me with that one.
May I come in just to help her? An executive president.
Thank you, Kaya. We said Mr. Hendrick is not an executive president. We have a board. We are a board that has been elected. He must come to us and the board must give him the handover and say, this is the handover that we're giving you and this is the life that you want to see. And he said he's not comfortable with us. And that, personally, I didn't take it well. He's a leader. Sometimes you need to put your differences aside as a leader and show your pride. And say, as a leader, I need to be here and I need to do this. And I need to do this for the organization. Why he said he's not comfortable with us? I'm not comfortable with people I work with. even at work, I'm not comfortable with, but I am supposed to work with them because those are the people that I have to work with. I must take my personal interests and put them aside and look at the interests of the organization. And that disturbs me, Madam Chairperson. It really disturbs me a lot. We took a decision on CSA and we supported the minister. For your information, Chairperson, we supported the minister on the decision he took. Because we could see that CSA was even saying that Mr. Barry Hendricks is back, and as he's back, they will do things to him. And they said, they even had the guts to say, let's wait for the elections, because they don't think this board can do justice to them. Let's wait for the elections, and then after the elections, they'll come and raise their issue again. When some of the members are so implicated in that forensic report. Ms. Van Dijk, we floated our own constitution. And yes, we were guided by an IOC member, who we think is somebody who knows the IOC charter by heart and who didn't have done that. But yes, he did that. And we are very, you know, sad and saddened as a country that we have somebody that we looked so high up to, and we really, you know, we're hoping that we'll learn a lot from him. And the very same person is the one that is floating our own constitution. And he is, and they enforce us to go against our own constitution. But because of people have vested interest, they did that. And yes, Mr. Diaby, the chief was, he took over the board. He does things without the board knowledge. He doesn't
Point of order, Ms. Cecilia?
Yes.
Chairperson, through you, we don't have a chief whip in this committee.
Oh, my apology.
We don't have a problem with chief whip, please.
My apology, Honorable Songo. And yet, the board, he doesn't want to hold meetings with us. He prefers to hold a meeting with the acting president, nor anybody, or the acting CEO, but he doesn't want to hold a meeting with the board. I don't remember the last time I had a meeting with the facilitator, who is supposed to take us to the quadrennial meeting. I think I said what I wanted to say, and my board members, other board members that are here, can say yes or no to what I said or add whatever I said. Thank you so much, Chairperson. And once more, Honorable Song, my apologies.
Thank you, President of the Netball. Honorable members, I still remember on the day of Cricket South Africa. I was about to forget that. And now it reminds me of what happened on that day. When Mr. Hendricks contributed, he made a very strange statement. He said, "No, don't worry, Chairperson. I'm working with them and I'll work with them. Everything is going to be okay." And I was saying that, "No, we're not yet with you, Cisco. Your turn is coming." And after that, the responses from Cisco, they were saying, "Yes, we are working as isolation with them. So surely there's something wrong with it happening. But I'm very worried how Mr. Spock is going to monitor this AGM on this 8th of November. If IS leader of IOC Sam Samaya is going to look after the election whilst today she's not with us, and there are so complaints like that, wanting of the constitution, being an elderly member that she said, and you know, some of us need to see Sasquatch playing his role, getting back where he belongs. So really, want a speedy recovery of Sasquatch. In other words, even this cricket situation that is running away does not have an issue saying that after all this Sasquatch itself, this house is not in order. The person who was suspended called him in a way that we are supporting his gift coming from the back door. Please, the child of suspension, don't do his speech. We don't like that. Don't suspect that he is going to. This is focused and working under the constitution. Don't do as it pleases you. We wish that next time calling you, all is going to be well. I do feel bad that Dante Ranskama is not with us. So, in those words, I'm suspecting that you need a briefing. How far are you, the cricket South Africa, is not speaking? What? Make any other person whom I think it is being alleged that he is not cooperating with the collective of the members of Jesus Group. If you with us, say something.
Excuse me, Chair?
Yes.
There is a noise coming from your background, Chairperson. Because everyone else is on mute.
Okay. Okay, let me mute. So I was saying that if there's anyone who wanted to say something before we go through this, must say something. Thank you.
The person?
Yes, Madam Chair, Mr. Machego would like to speak.
Okay.
Chairperson? I've asked questions and I can see Mr. Barry Hendricks is with us in the meeting. Can he respond to my question? I've put the question to him and then I'll take it from there. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Mr. Msongo, thank you.
Chairperson, must I ask before the response?
Yes.
Another question that I would to ask is, what is the background of the disciplinary charges against the acting president? If the board can just inform us on that.
Mr. Magingwa's hand is also up, Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Martin Gosley.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry, there's a message that my internet is unstable, and I'm trying
okay.
to go on. Thank you. I'd love to greet everyone on the platform. Chair, I have a lot more questions to ask, but they are being answered in dribs and drabs by different questions and speakers here. Now, the one question that I have is why was the resolution taken by SASCOC Council to terminate the disciplinary proceedings and obviously wanting to bring back Ms. Hendricks? And why did Sam Ramsey met with particular, I would say, different sports federations, which are mainly controlled by white Indians in color? And now that also takes me back to the question, is SASCOC being run by corrupt free of cabal officials? And when will young officials be voted in this organization? I will stop for now, Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Majagat. Honorable Majagat. Mr. Majagat.
Thank you, Chair. Let me greet all the honorable members, including my colleagues from the board as well as from the...
Excuse me, Mr. Majagat. Madam Chair, can I please ask speakers to put their cameras on unless they have connectivity challenges?
Thank you. May I proceed, Chairperson? Can I proceed, Chairperson?
Madam Chair, are you still there? Madam Chair, I think you can proceed with Ms. Majagat because she has recognized you.
Thank you, Honorable. I won't repeat what Mayor Morewe, Cecilia Morewe, has alluded into. However, I just want to cover a few aspects that we would love to share with the Portfolio Committee. We used to have a good working relationship with Mr. Barry Hendricks within the board, as you would recall where or how the issue of dispute regarding him started or emanated from, as it emanated from the case of Mayor Ravele, who had to put or lodge a dispute against him regarding his nomination to serve at the to be elected at the SASCOC elections. Further into that, coming to the most concerning areas, indeed, we were not happy with regards to the manner the IOC treated us as the board. I can safely say he met with us once. I'm not even sure if he finished 30 minutes, even on the meeting where we have invited him into, so that we can be able to agree in terms of mapping up the way forward leading up to the elections. However, I also want to echo the same sentiments with regards to the manner our facilitator has treated us in this process. And I also want to share history with regards to the manner the facilitator has been treating us in SASCOC. In 2016, I know there was a dispute with regards to the same constitution, which was violated. And again, in terms of how we end up even on the dilemma with regards to the election, that led us to go to the Zulman inquiry. It was the same facilitator who was advising the SASCOC board at the time, which led the same SASCOC to violate its own constitution. And I want to safely say, the manner we were treated, or how we are currently treated at SASCOC at this point in time, it's like before 1994 in this country, there's sort of a tricameral parliament that is taking place at SASCOC. Those who are having a lighter skin are more listened to better by the IOC facilitator than those who are having a darker skin. Why I am saying that? The 25 federations that were accommodated in terms of designing and formulating the document that we were not privileged into, even as board members who are currently in charge of the same organization, we didn't see it. There was Ms. Alison Butchell and certain members of various federations within the 25 spots that were facilitating the process with him, and we were all stunned. And every time when we came in to interject and try and make sure that the meeting is constructive and it is based on the objective of the organization, we were pushed aside. And the biasness that the IOC facilitator has applied in this process, it has demoralized and depleted the organization further. The environment that has been created between board and various so-called national federations in South Africa is extremely questionable. The manner some of the federations are preferred by the IOC facilitator is questionable. And we also know, honorable members, because at some stage we did interact with the facilitator, that the facilitator has got interest in the elections. The facilitator has got a preferred candidate or candidates in this process. And the facilitator has interacted with us. And we don't believe, though we supported him, and we were under the impression that his wisdom at least will bring change to what we were intending to achieve as South African in terms of reshaping and reorganizing our organization for the better of all the South Africans who participate in sport currently as well as into the future. The poor Mr. Skhosana on that day, he only played two roles: to open and welcome the members and close the meeting. The meeting that was facilitated or chaired by Mr. Ramsamy, he ran that meeting with his group. We did not have a say as the board. I remember at some stage, as you would recall, that there were employees that their services were terminated at SASCOC. And the same Mr. Barry Hendricks was instrumental in terms of representing the board in that process. And on the meeting where we wanted Mr. Hendricks to hand over back to him, we needed also to get clarity with regards to a project called Project Flamingo, which has costed SASCOC more about 15 million rand
and us as board members, we knew nothing about Project Flamingo. And we want him to tell us who designed Project Flamingo at Sasco. Why that project was called Project Flamingo. And we also want to know as board members, why some of those professional fees were structured in that manner. Unfortunately, as you have heard from my colleagues, he said he's not comfortable to meet with us as board members. We don't know when he will be comfortable. We wanted to welcome him on the basis of the resolution that was taken, irrespective of being legit or not legit. Moving further, the dispute that pertains Mr. Hendricks. I happen to raise a question to the same membership that we have employees that where their services were terminated and their court is still within various platforms, legal platforms within our republic. Why are we prioritizing this one? Are we creating a precedence where we are saying all those legal matters must be brought back through a mob or a council arrangement? And the response that I received from some of the members of the council was that, no, we're not interested in other cases. We are only interested into this one. And the question that would be asked, I'm sure, by yourselves, honorable members, which still rings into my head, as to why was this one prioritized better than other cases. As far as I'm concerned, we are equal within the Republic of South Africa. Why other people would be going through the court of law? Some would be preferred to go to other channels to answer for certain consequences or activities that are affecting them within certain organizations. So those were the questions that we're sitting with. And I can safely say the question that was raised by Honorable Mhlongo with regard to King 3 and King 4. Through your chairperson, Honorable Mhlongo, at SASCOC we've got people who claim to be, or within some of these federations, to be in full understanding of governance principles. But the manner they continue or they have continued to compromise the integrity of SASCOC as an organization, it's very concerning. And again, if you look at how those resolutions were taken within that QGM, based on the presentation that was made through our COO, I can safely say some of us, the environment that has been created, it's not conducive for us at all to participate within that process that pertains to those elections. Those elections will never be fair and free, or free and fair, because you could see that they are being managed or sought by a certain clique or a faction or a cabal. But the question that we must all ask ourselves, are the letters who continue to come, not even directed to the same board, directed to the same IOC facilitator, who does not even bother to communicate with us as the board, prefers to go and report to the same group of 25 federations. Even the same letter that was addressed to Mr. Hendricks, it was quite interesting from the side of the so-called 55 federations. The manner those canoeing federations and others are treating us as the board, they treat us even a child who's at grade R, you wouldn't treat that a child in that manner. You write a letter and include all other federations in your letterhead, instead of attaching letters that states that they supported the process as annexures. And over and above that, they included even federations who stated categorically clear in writing that they support the process of arbitration lodged by SASCO. And you say to yourself, is that letter legitimate? And you could see even that group led by a federation called Kenui, which is a huge ally of the so-called IOC facilitator. They don't write to us as the board. They write to Mr. Hendricks. And then it is Mr. Hendricks who questions us to observe protocol with regards to such a letter. Honorable members, some of us, as sports administrators, as former national athletes in this country, you are the last resort for us to make an appeal as to say, please, please, save the current status quo of our South African sport. And we are not just saying that. We are saying, please, audit the current status quo of the so-called national federations into our sport. The elections that were conducted even on that day, how would you conduct elections without a secret ballot? Let alone the voting strength that was mentioned by our COO. You are the last resort. We are not comfortable with the current status quo, as we believe that some of us, our rights as South Africans, we are being captured by a certain group that drives this organization to their own direction, which we don't understand. We are worried about the future of South African sport, and we are worried with regards to the interference of the IOC as well as the IPC. You could see even the so-called IPC member, she has never attended this meeting. And we also want to appeal to the IOC, revisit the manner these international representatives of our country are being appointed to represent our country within these international bodies. You will remember that, with all respect to Mr. Anansi, I know he has done a lot within the arts and culture, but you would remember our former minister, Mbalula, when he questioned even the process, which was also facilitated and managed by the same IOC facilitator, where even the same SASCO as well as the ministry, even yourselves as the portfolio committee, you didn't know, you were never part and parcel of that process. The same process with the current Debbie Alexander, who today is an IPC member. We're not sure what processes were followed when she was appointed. And again, she's now on the voter's roll. She wants to be a deputy president. Does the process allow that? Some of the people who are within that voters or nominations list, they are still taking SASCO. They've got disputes with SASCO. Even the manner that process nomination is managed, nobody cares. There's a certain clique or grouping that makes sure that no matter what happens, they will achieve what they intend to achieve. If we think the business sector and other sectors within this country are being captured, I make a call. Our sport is being captured. I thank you.
Hey, honorable members.
Chairperson? Chairperson? I'm still waiting for the response from Mr. I'm still waiting for the response, and I have other follow-up questions, but can we get the response? Can you ask Mr. Hendrik to respond to my questions? And then I'll come back. Thanks, Chair.
Mr. Hendricks.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Hendricks.
Good morning to the Portfolio Committee and all its members. Good morning to the SASCOC board and all other individuals who are present. Of course, it saddens me to be part of a Portfolio Committee meeting where so many things have been mentioned through the Portfolio Committee meeting. And I will try to address each of those matters, and if you would allow me to be thorough, because that is the only way that I could do justice to the questions that are now being placed in this forum. And I respect everybody who has made comments, because I know that that is in the interest of sport in this country. Let's start with the first particular question addressed to me, and that was dealing, and if I miss out any other questions, please remind me and I'll note it down. In the preparation for the first meeting of the SASCOC board, this is after I was reinstated by the SASCOC General Assembly, who I regard as the highest authority for sport within SASCOC, not the SASCOC board. The General Assembly, by a vote of 47 to 10 with 5 abstentions, passed a resolution that I be reinstated and that the disciplinary process be stopped. I was not part of that meeting, and I took the letter from Dr. Sam Ramsamy as a true reflection of that meeting, where he stated that I was reinstated as acting president. The next, that meeting took place on a Saturday, the 19th, if I'm correct. The next Tuesday, I had a meeting with the acting CEO, Mr. Govender, to try and get back into the SASCOC process at SASCOC House, Olympic House. Mr. Govender, in that meeting, informed me on that day that the acting vice president, Mr. Skosana, had proposed that the board have a meeting on the Friday. I then explained to Mr. Govender that I cannot attend the meeting simply on the basis of it being called by one of the board members without any relevant background information, and that if Mr. Govender could please supply me with the previous board minutes and any material pertaining to the meeting that was to be held on the Friday, in other words, 3 days before the meeting was to be held. I did not state at all that I was uncomfortable with the board. That is something that has been mentioned quite a lot. But you'll see, and I'll send you all my letters to the board, because that's quite transparent in my response, that I stated that I was uncomfortable to meet with the board until I was provided with all the relevant material and information. In fact, I asked for the meeting to be postponed by 3 or 4 days to the following Tuesday, which would have given me time to then read over all the bad information and catch up with matters, not only to be told by board members at a specific meeting about issues as part of a handover, but actually receiving material that I could have read and reviewed and then made a responsible decision on, because there were many important matters. The CEO, the acting CEO, despite my mention of this, went ahead and planned the meeting. I responded on Thursday when I received an agenda. And the agenda was quite a simple agenda item. Nowhere on the agenda item, for example, was it mentioned about the extension of the CEO's contract. Now, that sort of information shouldn't be hidden. And that background information should have been provided. So the fact that just vindicated my position that I was not being provided with all the relevant material to plan for that particular meeting. Only to be told that the meeting would still go ahead despite my reservations, and that on the 25th, the CEO's contract was extended by 12 months, without it going through any legal process, any process from the Remunerations Committee or the Finance Committee to inform us whether that process could actually be afforded or not. Now, that was the simple reason, an important reason why I did not attend that meeting. I did not say I did not want to associate with the board members. I simply needed to have the material in front of me that I could study and prepare. And I did not say that I would not attend the board meeting. I in fact asked for it to be extended or postponed by a few days. That is the reality, and Madam Chair, I can forward you all those letters. And I even responded to the board in detail when they wrote the letter to you, as well as the IOC, as well as the IPC, as well as the minister, stating their unhappiness with me not attending. I did not send that letter to the IOC, IPC, and Portfolio Committee or the minister, my reply. I sent it to the board first, because I asked the board, the membership of SASCOC, to please allow me to work with the board first to try and resolve that particular matter. I've had no response from the board with regards to that letter. Absolutely none. And it was a letter, an 18-page letter, trying to explain why I wanted the meeting postponed to prepare better for the handover process. And in fact, it was a right decision on my part, because there were so many hidden items on that agenda that were taken that I would never have been prepared for if it had to arise in the meeting. I have never said that the meetings of SASCOC's board are not important. However, I was informed late, I think it was Friday night, if I'm correct, again by Mr. Govender, that the board would like to meet on Sunday evening after having received the IOC's letter and IPC's letter. It is incorrect for people to state that I'm the only one who said they would not attend the meeting, as it was not needed. I have the emails from Anand Singh and from Dr. Debbie Alexander, where they too say it was unnecessary to discuss the IPC-IOC meeting resolution or letter, because we simply had to follow it. The repercussions of not following the IOC threats and the letter therein is blatant, is for there for us for all to see. Our position in the Olympics and the Paralympics are at stake. The IOC have asked us to move on and focus on the QGM. It is not only the IOC's letter, it is now the mandate of 55 federations of SASCOC. Now, if one has to take into account that the majority of those 55 are Olympic codes, then the actual vote is greater than 55. Are there factions within SASCOC? Now, the question should be asked, are there factions within the SASCOC board? Because in the SASCOC membership, there are federations that get on with each other and federations that don't. But in my mind, I always hope that they act in the interest of the organization. There are no factions within SASCOC as we speak now. Because the only person that's being dragged to a disciplinary process is myself. And it's up to me to try and defend myself through that particular process, if it is deemed necessary and important. And then that brings me to the point of the disciplinary process. And I need to then engage, as you've allowed the other board members to engage with you in detail. And the DA representative must also admit on this stage that when the arbitration process with Ms. Ravele
Point of order, Chair. Yes, Honourable Chair. Yes. Can you ask Mr. Hendricks to withdraw? You always call me Mr. Msongo. You've never said the representative from the DA. You start there. I can call you member of the ANC. Can you withdraw that?
for the member of the ANC.
Ma'am, I don't want to laugh.
Can you withdraw that? I'm saying. Can you withdraw that? I'm the member of parliament. I've never been in Gochuz as the member of the DA. And I'm not ashamed to be a member of the DA for information.
I will withdraw, sir.
Or in the committee, and the member of this committee. Okay, I do understand you. Okay.
So, ma'am.
To do?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So, let's go with the process of arbitration. When Mr. Avele initiated the process by writing to the minister, and the minister then writing to us, the SASL board followed a particular process, and I encouraged that process. The process of an independent dispute process with an independent arbitrator. I, in a SASL board meeting with their minutes present, proposed that we follow this route. That route was indeed followed. But, despite me saying that I'm willing to subject myself to the disciplinary process, we then had a statement by the DA saying that I should follow that disciplinary process. That process was followed and concluded, and I was found to be not guilty of the charge of conspiracy with Mr. Gavin Crimson and Kenneth Alexander. So that process ran its course. Now the next process, a parallel process, was then included with that arbitration by the SASCO board. And I took umbrage with that. I couldn't accept the fact that the board had now instituted a parallel disciplinary process using what they called the SASCOC's judicial body, when they knew full well that the judicial body did not exist and that the only person speaking on behalf of the judicial body was the chairperson of the judicial body as the president. Despite my many letters to the board to say that from the constitutional changes of 26th of January 2020, the judicial body should consist of 56 women, that letter was never followed up by this board. And in fact, in the preliminary hearing of this disciplinary hearing, with the entire judge, she made it quite clear, and it was accepted by the SASCO legal team in their last papers, that the idea that the judicial body does not exist found favor with the judge. In other words, we were correct from our position that the SASCO board, by using the board for the judicial body in their statements, were actually acting unconstitutionally. All of a sudden, this SASCO board, excuse me, this SASCO board, this SASCO board then revoked the non-existent judicial body and then wanted to apply an independent process for the retired judge once more. Now that shows that this board simply wants to keep me out of the election race, and that the processes that they have followed and the expenses that they are willing to go through does not matter to them, because in the process of the arbitration, for example, they use two legal attorneys and the senior counsel, as well as having to pay the arbitrator. In the disciplinary process, where the judge found that the judicial body was not existent, despite their statements to the media as well as to the portfolio committee and others, that they're following a proper process, just from the debt of the funds. The judicial body does not exist, because in simple terms, it doesn't even comply to its own SASCO constitution of 50% limit. So this board would do anything, in my mind, to try and institute any process to try and keep me out of the SASCO election. And I've been quite patient
Madam Chair, over 7 months, legal fees, the stress and strains with the family, and through the arbitration process, I was found again unregistered, not guilty. Then a democratic process unfolded, and I don't know why Ms. Patience Kwambana says that the SASCO constitution cannot include new items on a SGM. She must show me the clause in the SASCO constitution where it states that, because I'm dealing with several clauses that defines an SGM as a general meeting, but a special general meeting on clause 2.29. Clause 14.2, that a special general meeting can be called by either 60% of the board or a third of the membership. And the members can even call a meeting on special notice if it is done properly and by majority of the members. This is clause 15.3.1. So all these statements about the PGM being called not within time limits, I asked the management to make this presentation, and I asked the board to please go back to the Constitution. The General Assembly of SASCO is its highest authority, and they are entitled to take decisions as long as it's democratic decisions and done on the basis of majority vote. Why am I attending these meetings and not the SASCO meetings? Sir, I've never said that I would not attend the board meetings of SASCO. It is simply the way that these board meetings have been called. They've been inappropriately called without any background information. I've not received a single board minute since my absence from the board. Not a single board minute. Or a proper report, apart from the Cricket South Africa presentation. Now that calls into question why I'm not being given the relevant information to find out how decisions were taken in the best interest of this organization. I did not smile at the CSA delegation. I smiled at the statement made by the chairperson of the portfolio committee. That is the only time that I smiled. And it is wrong for you to say that I smiled at CSA and therefore have some issue or allegiance to Cricket South Africa. You are wrong to make that statement, sir. The SASCOC name, which was asked, yes. SASCOC's name, the IPT have instructed us and we have agreed in principle that the SASCOC name will incorporate the Paralympic. And one has to look at the various permutations of creating an acronym or applying the name itself onto the SASCOC's name. But that has been a request, and it's part of the IPT's handbook that states that all international Paralympic committees should include the name of Paralympic into their name. This was not contested at the, as far as I've been told, at the special general meeting or in my engagements thereafter. Ms. Alexander is contesting the elections, and whoever said she was not is wrong. She is contesting the election, which is her right to do so. You must remember Dr. Sam Ramsani was an IOC board member when he was also the